What is up?
Whoa. Oh, yeah, look at that. They're all so much bigger now.
All right.
We're doing it right this
time. All
right,
we did it right this time. Hey, we apologize. The first one was, it wasn't quite loud.
It wasn't the loudest.
Wasn't, yeah.
It could have been louder.
Could have been.
We'll get there.
But we will definitely get there. Yeah, we're definitely going to figure this out. We're both new to this.
Wu-Tang. Sounds good?
Yes. All right. All right, hey, yeah, anyway, here we are, episode 2.
What up?
Dose.
Man, I'm having a good time doing this. Hey. I see why people do it.
Yeah, definitely. It's fun. You just get on here and talk.
Just talk about stuff.
People listen.
It's just we're not important, you know?
I know!
We're nobody. Hey. So if 10 people hear this, that's 10 more people than heard us, you know.
But that's what Amazon thought.
Well.
I'm a nobody.
It's true.
I'm not important. Now he's the richest man in the world.
Yeah, we're not going to do that.
Yeah, but we're not, no.
Hey.
We'll be lucky if we get 5 listeners, huh?
We'll be lucky.
That aren't our family.
Yeah, no doubt. If we get one van driving around with our name on it, that'd be good. I could go to a van.
Woo! You can do it? Shag carpet and everything, huh?
Daggone Dad's podcast van.
Oh, yeah! All right. Ever gonna have kids waving out the back?
I know. No, that's just... No, that's creepy. We're driving around in a van, kids, ain't you?
Our kids.
Okay.
All right. Anyway.
What are you doing?
Who knows?
No windows.
No.
Some of those guys. Candy.
Who knows, huh? Oh, well, I guess now it's free Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi. Sweet.
Yeah. You know, we had a good conversation last time. I think we got a real good one this time, too.
I think this one's even better.
You think?
I'm excited.
I am too. So,
because this is a total dad's perspective, especially on this one.
Oh man, I love this. This is gonna be exciting.
Buckle up, buckaroos. Buckle up, you're in for a ride.
So today's episode,
what is it?
Is called Baby Fever.
Uh oh.
In parentheses,
wait a minute.
Do dads get it? ? Okay. So baby fever. Do
Bombshell.
Dads get it? So do dads get baby fever? I'm not going to speak for old dads, but I'm going to tell you right now, nope.
Nope.
Not for me.
Not me either. Didn't get it.
That's crazy. Before kids, you didn't have any baby fever.
Well, okay. The like first one, yes.
So to have your first kid.
The first one, yes.
After your first one or before?
Before.
Okay, so how did that go?
When I had the first one, or, you know, but when like, we were...
it's always fun there.
Trying
to. We're always having fun until you have a kid.
Yes.
Now it's not fun anymore, is it? No. I'm just kidding. Oops.
Ooh.
Oh, boy.
So, before you have kids.
Right.
You know, and you're living the high life, if you will.
God, your life is so amazing.
You know.
People don't realize that.
Staying up late.
Sleep?
Sleep? What is that? Anyway.
Oh, my gosh.
But then when you decide, hey, you know, let's try and have a baby.
Okay, so you guys decided... We're going to have a child. We're doing this.
Yes. Okay. Because...
So you purposefully were trying to conceive a child.
Yes, okay. Because we weren't like our other friends who got married and had a kid right away.
Sure.
We were married 4 years before we had
a kid. That's right, yeah. God,
so it was
holy smokes.
Planned out.
Right, okay. Gotcha. So I get it. You're married 4 years. You're thinking... Why not, right?
Well, essentially...
See if we can make a little Stokes baby.
Essentially, the wife had to get through college.
Right, well, good call.
Yeah, and, you know, get a place of our own.
Yeah.
You know, living with her parents for a couple years
while she finished college. What a decision, though. I love that, though, that you guys thought about. You got married young, but you still waited to, like, kind of get your ducks in a row a little bit.
So you got married, let's see, we've been married for 15 years.
Woo!
So,
That's nuts, man. So, yeah, 4 years,
yeah.
That makes sense.
And,
waited for Val to finish up that old college so she can make that money. Yeah,
she's my sugar mama, that's for sure.
She take care of business.
But, so it was like, we graduated.
Mm-hmm.
We both got jobs.
Sure.
Just bought in a house, first house together.
That's a big time move.
On our own.
Yeah.
What's next?
Right.
Baby making.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
That one was
seems
like,
logical.
Was like, yes, let's have a baby. Now.
So, but how did you, but like, were you pumped about it?
Yeah. Ever since I was little, I always wanted to be a dad.
Okay. Gotcha.
Always wanted to be a dad.
So that makes sense then. Yeah. Were you seeing other people have babies like before that though, like, man, I want a kid now? No. Or were you like good to wait?
I was good to wait.
Okay, gotcha.
Because it's a good thing we waited so she can get through college. For sure. I mean, we wanted to get some things done before.
Gotcha.
We had the kids. Because, you know, a lot of, they're not mistakes, but, you know, like I said, yes, a lot of our friends. So I was going to say, a lot of our friends, they got married and bam, like had a honeymoon baby.
Yeah.
And then it's like,
there's a lot of good times happening.
You know, we wanted to.
Drinks are flowing.
Yeah. Yeah. We wanted, you know, to experience being married first.
Sure.
You know, nah, and then.
Man, I can't say I support that. I support that so much.
Yeah. And like,
enjoy your time together.
Yeah. And we just, you know, I mean, it wasn't like, okay, in 4 years we're going to have a kid.
Sure.
It was, okay, first we're going to get through school. Yeah. Got through school, moved out of her parents' house into a townhouse. Yeah. Lived with my brother and his wife.
Cool.
And then.
Party.
They ended up buying a house. And then we ended up getting kicked out of the townhouse.
Oh, my.
Had to move in with them in their new house for a few months and then bought our house.
But then after that. What a time, though. Like, obviously, you're going through this constant change, you know, of trying to get a house and, you know, you're making these moves. How much harder would that have been with a kid or multiple kids?
Exactly.
Like, I mean, that's the thing. Like, we don't. So many of us don't think about these little, these, they all add up, these things, though. Like, man, I just want to have a kid. Like, I'm ready. Let's go right now.
Yeah.
Like, you're not thinking about, like, every single thing you do now, though. That kid's there.
That's the thing about my wife, is she is a planner.
Yes, she is.
Everything.
It's respectable. Commendable.
She is a planner to, if she's going somewhere, like, okay, if she's going to come over and visit with your wife, she will, the first time she does that, she will time how long it takes to get from our house to your house. So every time she comes over here, she knows exactly how long of a drive it's going to be. That's how much of a planner she is.
I dig it.
She is definitely the type A personality. Now, me, on the other hand,
you're like,
I fly by the seat of the pants.
You're an orange.
I'm like, whatever.
There's a color personality
test,
and there's four colors. There's orange, blue, green, and gold. There's other tests, but this is the one I took. I'm an orange. Yeah. I'm probably an orange, too.
I'm just like, whatever.
I ain't got time to care, bro.
No.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I care about what needs to be cared about. I'll care.
So
other stuff, don't care.
In 2008, a year before we had our first kid, we took a trip to Disney World. And
so you went to Disney World, just two of you?
No, it was me and her parents. Okay.
But how much more fun was that? Can I just be honest with you? Did you guys have a blast or
what? Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it was a blast.
Oh,
yeah, we
because you've probably done that trip since then, haven't you?
No,
we haven't. You haven't?
No,
there's a reason.
We haven't had the money.
That's exactly.
Got my orphanage. So
for another, for another reason. Yeah.
No, actually, we were planning. We were hoping
to take four kids to Disney World.
We were hoping to go to Disneyland this coming year.
Sure.
You know, 2021, but by the way things are going,
you can go to Disney World, Florida, man.
Well, I know, but
that's even more
farther.
Money.
That's a lot farther. You know, we're here in Idaho.
Yeah.
That's,
well, we'll see what happens, man. You know. Yeah.
And so, yeah, we were hoping to take the kids to Disneyland.
Sure.
This next year, but by the way things are going,
yeah,
might be a couple more years.
That's fine. Save up.
Well, that's just it.
That's what you got to do, though, right?
Well, we were saving up, and then, you know, I kind of wrecked my car, so we had to get another car. So that kind of took a big chunk of the savings. So anyway, let's not talk about that. Enough about me. Let's talk about the kids.
Yeah, he's chilling.
But yeah, and so then from there, like, she's a planner, so we had it planned out until we got to the point where we were like, well, you know, here we are. You know, I was 24 at the time.
Yeah.
And we were like, well, I guess we're gonna have a kid. Might as well.
Let's have a child.
Yeah.
Let's bear one.
There we go. And then
it's cool that you guys were able to do that. I think it's good. You know, I think it's super important for when people get married to just spend some time together. Now, I know there's people out there that have been like, you know, they're together like a long time, you know, living together, whatever. Mm-hmm. Then they get married and it's almost like they already were married, you know. So I get that one. But
you get the common law marriage.
Sure, sure. Yeah. No, I mean, but even people that have just been together.
But then
a long
they actually get married. Yeah.
Yeah. But I think if there's people that, you know, like my wife and I got married, you know, pretty quick. So we wanted to spend some time together, you know, and enjoy being together, try this thing called a marriage out for a while. I didn't know what I was getting into, you know, relationships. I didn't have a lot of them, so
I don't think, well, especially because I was 20. Yeah. And my wife had just turned 19.
Yeah. When so we you got married. Some time together, man. You
know. But we did it in high school. So we were high school
sweethearts. Sure. So, yeah, you guys had some time.
Yeah. So we were dating for 3 years and then, you know, got married.
It's just nice to even a year, you know, of just being married, enjoy marriage, enjoy mm-hmm. being together, enjoy this new, you know, phase of your life, and then, you know, mm-hmm. then do your thing. That's just me, you know. So with us, like, I'll tell you right now, I've never had an ounce of baby fever. Okay. I love babies. Mm-hmm. I love kids. I love them. But mm-hmm. I love other people. You can keep that kid.
Well, now
I'm that thing that. Poops its little diaper.
Under that point, I'm just yours. Like, I see a baby, and I'm like, that is a cute kid.
Yeah, enjoy. So well, you got home. You got half a you know you got a baker's dozen kids over there.
Oh, just you know? About. I'll tell you yeah. what, man, my orphanage.
But no, like with us, you know, we had a plan too. Similar, we were a little ahead of schedule, mm-hmm. but at least we'd had a couple years of marriage, and. You know, I'd had the conversation. Sure, we both want to be parents. It was never like we wanted a lot of kids. Mm-hmm. We used to joke about wanting like 4 kids or something. Like, and then we had one. Like, this might be it.
Yeah.
This might be it for us, you know. And so, but I know a lot of people, you know, they have one kid and they're like, man, you know, like I don't want to have just one kid, you know, or for all these other reasons. And maybe they were an only child, and I can see the benefits of having another sibling, but you know, there's a lot of factors I think that go into that decision making. You know, I know I got a friend that was you know, an only child, but he was like, he didn't have any family and nobody, you know. Mm-hmm. So like, my kid's got cousins and friends like that. She's got cousins she grew up with since baby. Mm-hmm. She sees all the time, so it's not as hard, I guess, for her to. But you know, not to say that we never thought about having another kid, or you know, or even, you know, gave it a good old college try, but you know, mm-hmm. things happen, and you know, we're at the point where we're good. But we both are like, we see other people having kids, it's like, that looks exhausting.
Yeah.
And the kid gets a certain age, you know, and you're just like, it's getting a little easier. I mean, mm-hmm. dare I say mm-hmm. that we're starting to have some fun here and enjoy just hanging out and doing things and getting sleep and mm-hmm. these underrated but super important things. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah. So the awesome thing about our kids are, like I said in the story before, we moved in with my brother and his wife.
Yeah.
So they got married 6 months before we did.
Okay.
And so, and then my wife and his wife, my sister-in-law, went to school together, went to college together for the same degree.
Okay. Nice.
And so we were right there on the same plan. They bought a house a few months before we did. And then we didn't, you know, we didn't talk about it or anything, you know. Then we came out, hey, we're pregnant.
We're pregnant?
Well, okay, my wife is pregnant.
How dare you,
shut
sir.
Your mouth.
How dare you, sir.
I apologize.
You have a good aim.
But, so when we came out, hey, my wife is pregnant, we're going to have a baby.
Right, yeah, yeah.
And then I go to visit my brother, and we're pregnant too. You son of a gun.
What are they doing? Trying to steal your thunder?
Well, you know, I don't know.
One-upsmanship.
No, so my wife always had really hard pregnancies. Like, she, mm-hmm.
Well, it's not, I don't think it's really easy for anybody, but I get what you're saying. There's degrees.
No, so man, I mean.
I get what you're saying.
It was a tough one.
I remember with the twins, it was pretty rough. That's double. That's double time.
I tell you what, I thought I was going to lose her. Not even going to lie.
Yeah.
She got down to skin and bones because she couldn't keep anything down. Anyway, but so there, my niece was supposed to be born before my oldest. Well, my kids don't like to stay in the oven for very long. Mm. So my daughter is 2 weeks older than her cousin. Mm. So, and they had a girl.
Gotcha.
And then, you know, 2 years later, I was cool. You know, I let her have the baby fever. Whenever she was ready.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever.
Right.
She's like, all right, I'm ready. Let's have another one.
Yeah.
So we had another one.
Sure.
Had Landon, our boy.
Uh-huh.
Well, guess what? My brother.
God, pregnant, man, what's with you guys?
Pregnant at the same time.
Competition or what?
And he had a boy, too.
Did you say, hey, man, can I not have, like, a moment or what? What's up, man?
But
he's like, hey, dude.
Yeah.
Preggers.
He's like, oh, you pregnant? Yeah. One up, yeah.
Were you going to tell me this before I said anything, or did you wait till I said something first? Is she even really pregnant, or are you just making this up?
Well, the thing is my our wives work together, and so Valerie always had to tell her work first because she was sick.
So was your sister-in-law listening into?
Well, they worked together.
Like, we need to time this thing up just right.
Well, we never talked about it.
You call your brother up like, hey, tonight's the night for us.
Yeah, let's do this.
Are you guys on schedule too? They have like this.
The eagle has landed.
Do they both have the app and it's saying, hey, it's happening? How are we on the same time? What's happening?
Wait a minute. No, but it's awesome because, it, of course, once again, this, his son was supposed to be born before mine.
Mm.
And mine. Hey! Hey. I'm going to one up you.
Yeah.
I'm going to go a month early.
We're coming out.
So my boy is a month older than my, yeah. But it's been freaking awesome because they're the same age. Yeah. They're growing up.
Isn't that nice? So you got the cousins and you guys are all close and they just have a great time, yep. Man. Because cousins, when you have close cousins, it's like having a sibling. I mean, they don't live with, but
yeah.
When you see them and you're around them all the time, I mean, it really is.
I mean, growing up, I had a cousin that's 3 months older than me, you know, and we hung out all the time. And he just recently moved to Montana about a year ago, but yeah, we were still hanging out all the time.
Where at Montana?
Helena.
Oh yeah, there's not much to do there.
No. Well, he works for a company. Then that's where they.
I thought you were gonna say Missoula. I was like, man, that's my town.
Let's go. Party. Nope, Helena.
Party in the old zoo, baby. Mo Club. What?
But I was never like, we need to have a kid. We need to have a kid.
Sure.
You know, and then. When we had, after we had Landon, there's a 2 year gap between the first two. And now there's a 4 year gap between Landon and the twins.
Yeah, babysitters, man, built in right there.
So when we found out that we were having twins, we were actually we were happy. We were going for three, got a 2-for-1. You know, because we talked about it. I was like, we either are going to have two or we're going to have four. I don't want three. But then after having two, you're like, I don't know about this four thing.
Yeah, no doubt.
Let's go for three, call it a day. Yeah. Because three, there's always that odd man out. I mean, there's three, you know, you, your sister, and your brother.
Yeah,
you know, sure. You got Alex, our buddy, you know, his two older brothers.
Yeah.
So he was always odd man out.
Yeah.
Growing up, I'm the youngest of eight. Yours, mine, and ours. And,
I mean, that was an even number, and I bet you probably still felt like the odd man.
Yeah, because the other, you know, the older two, they shared the same mom and dad.
Yeah.
The two that were right above me.
Right.
And so I was kind of the odd man out. Well, I was the odd man out in the whole family because I was the only one between my mom and dad. And so...
You know...
But to tell you, besides Allie, I never had baby fever.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, oh my gosh, look at that kid. I want one.
You know, I think it actually, I mean, it makes a lot of sense for women, I think, to have a little bit more, especially because, I mean, they're the ones that are bearing this child. Let's just be real here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we get to have all the fun and help and make this puppy.
Mm-hmm.
But we're there to help and, you know, obviously be there. But, you know, so, because I've known, like, I've had some friends that were like, baby fever, want kids, bunch of them. It's like, man, like, is she cool with this? Or, yeah. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, she's going to have to carry your spawn around while you're just, you know, celebrating.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's keep it rolling, man. Let's get another one out. It's like, she just got done. You want to give her a minute or you just, what? I mean, this, you know, these aren't breeding dogs here. Like, it's a woman. Like, you got to let her have, so, like, give her a minute, you know?
I tell you what, I have a cousin that he, I think he had four under four.
Dude, man, how'd she do it?
No.
How's she, does she just lay in bed? I mean, she get out of bed or what?
I don't know. It was the craziest
give
thing.
Give her a second.
Like, you're supposed to have that time in between each kid before
oh,
you,
my goodness.
You know.
I mean, listen.
I'm pretty sure that they were waiting.
To each his own.
I'm pretty sure they were only waiting two weeks.
And if she's cool with it, you know. And I mean, in my opinion, she got to be because I've heard of it happening like once. You know, like they're pretty close. You're like, whoop, we're definitely going to be careful next time. Like, oops, daisy. But if it's happening like 3-4 times, and obviously we're both cool with this, and maybe they're just trying to knock them all out so that they're all out of the house around the same time, and it's back to party.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, and that's pretty. Then they're the smartest people that I know, which I don't know, but you do.
I know. Well, I know them, but I'm not close.
Sure,
to them,
sure. So. No, I mean,
I mean, they live in Oklahoma, so I don't really talk to them a whole lot.
But David. Man, I love little babies. I love them. I think they're cute. They're little toesies. I want to eat them and squeeze their cheeks. And, mm-hmm. But I've never one time ever seen, anybody, you with your twins or anybody that I've had, these nieces, nephews, my sister's pregnant now. Nope.
Oh, yeah. I did see that the other day.
Yeah, man.
She posted it.
Preggers.
Instagram. She grabbed
it. It's my first, he's going to be a boy.
Woo.
It's my first...
first nephew.
Yeah, first nephew on my side of the family. So, all these nieces and nephews are all on Alex's side of the family. So, it's a big deal for me.
There you go.
This is my pregnancy. This is not hers. I'm the oldest. I'm hijacking her moment. I'll be right in there. I'm going to move her husband out of the way. What's up? I got this, bro.
Doc, you need some help? Get out of here.
Yeah, what are you doing? I'll be like, when the baby comes out, I'll be like, when's the next one?
Come on, let's do this.
No, it's awesome. But even now, she's pregnant. I'm like, enjoy. Because, we really, I feel like everybody, has their own way of doing it. And there's no right or wrong way to do it, man. I think, like we talked about, as long as you're just a good person, good parent, whether you got one or 16, I don't know. I don't know how you could possibly raise 16 kids. These people have just...
Oh, like that TV show? What was that?
There's no
20 going on 21 there's or something no like that. There's
no way you can give all those kids equal attention. Hill. By the time those last kids are coming out, you're not even raising them anymore. It's like, you oldest, raise you number one. Number one, you raise 16.
Yeah.
I don't know how you do it. I don't see how it's possible to give them the attention that they need.
I have four.
It's hard, right?
Barely afford them.
Right. Well, it's hard. It's probably pretty hard for them to get all, you try to give all four of them some attention, right?
Oh, my. That's
hard. Do you give them all equal attention, though?
No.
You can't, right?
No, because, you got the oldest. I got my oldest, Allie.
She doesn't need as much, maybe.
But she wants it.
Yeah.
But she doesn't show it.
Yeah.
Until it...
Psychological up, warfare with and these then older it's, ones.
You never pay attention to me. Well, you're over there on your tablet in the corner with your headphones on, pretending like you're not listening to us.
It's on you, bro.
Yeah. And then and then I got Landon. He's 8, so he's just kind of that in between, I like to do my own thing, but...
It's hard. No, I'm gonna be there. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's
but then tough. You got the 4-year-olds.
Yeah.
Everywhere you go.
They're right there.
Tagging along.
Yeah.
I go out to the barn. Hey, Dad, wait up. I'm just going out here to put something in the freezer. You're
probably
well, hold up as they're putting their shoes on.
They're like, Dad, why are you just out in the barn, staring at the wall for an hour?
Dad, why are you in the
corner? I just need my time.
Dad, why are you in the corner rocking back and forth, stuck in your thumb? You leave me alone.
I just need a moment. We need our time.
Yeah, but it's tough because, when we go to town, especially now, because face masks and pandemic and everything. Sure. So we, when I go to town, I'll try and take at least one of them, but it's tough because I feel like, I'll take, because I don't want to take the twins, together because, they're, even though they're twins, they're individual people.
Yeah, they like to have their own time.
Yeah, they need their own time with their dad. Mm-hmm. They need their own time with their mom.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think, by the time, you cycle through them and you get back to the oldest, you're just like, because you don't go to town very often, especially where we live now.
Oh, man, I know.
I don't get into town very often. That's crazy. It was 6 months ago that I took her.
Oof.
And then by the time I get back down to Hunter, who's the youngest, by 15 seconds, what, 6 months ago I took you?
Yeah. Man, that's tough to juggle.
Yeah,
I mean, time is everything too, and you only got so much of it.
Yeah,
we're not on another planet where they got 48 hours in a day or whatever. Mm-hmm. We only got 24 here.
Well, 24, that's not all you even get. Enough.
That's not enough time, man. Between sleep, work, and
that's it.
That's really what we do mostly, and just rinse, and repeat.
Sleep, work, and then
you try to squeeze in some time with your kids.
Live on a house with a half acre. There's a lot of lawn to take care of. Yeah. So
you got Hunter out there with his little mower.
His little mower. He's getting it. He's getting after it, man. Tell you what.
I think that was a big part of the reason why it was really easy, at least for me personally, to be like, I think I'm good. With one was mainly two reasons. One, I'm a pretty selfish guy. I ain't gonna lie. I like my time.
Jerk.
No, I like my time, man. I really do. I wanted to have my cake and eat it too. I want a kid, but I'm not. I want to still be able to do things, you know. Uh-huh. And I found it was a little bit easier, you know, definitely with one. But I wanted to be able to give this one everything I got. And I think there are. I think we're all built different. We're all wired different. I think there's people that, you know, they have 3-4 kids like you got, and you guys got it, man. It's no problem for you. I mean, I'm sure you guys have your moments, but these 4 kids are not. They're not like making you like, oh my, like I'm just gonna go out in the car and turn the hose on and I can't do this anymore. Like no, like they're you guys are good. But for me, like, if I had 4 kids, I ain't gonna lie, man. Like I don't think I could, and like I don't think that was in me to do that. And unless somehow she popped out 4 kids at one time, like it wasn't gonna happen. As if I had a say in it, just because I'm gonna try to give this one everything I got, all my attention. You know, I'm not wired that way. I'm not. Call me a bad guy, but I'm telling you what, I'm a bad guy.
You're the worst.
I'm a bad dude's getting about 8 hours sleep.
What's that?
It's double what you get. No.
especially when all hunters, you know.
I got, dude, speaking of which, man, I don't know how this happened, because I feel like with my past, I should have been punished, but my kid sleeps, dude. She's always slept. I don't know. I know, because, you know, you hear about kids. Everybody's, you know, I'm sure some of your kids.
Hunter has been our worst sleeper out of all of them.
Because all the other three sleep really good, right?
Oh, the other sleep.
And isn't that amazing when you have a kid that sleeps?
And then you got the one.
It ain't anything you're doing either. Like, you know, like you can be like, well, you know, if you try this or, or milk of magnesia. No, stop it, okay? Yeah. No.
We did that with the first.
With didn't work. Magnesia.
Yeah, didn't work.
Dude.
Out the door.
If that kid wants to sleep, then he'll sleep. If it doesn't, he's going to wake up. And I think the response, though, how you handle them not wanting to sleep can maybe help later, you know, like.
Well, it depends. If we're really, really tired, we'll let him. And half the time I wake up and I don't even hear him getting in bed.
Sure.
But
yeah.
A majority of the time when he does come in and he'll. And I'm awake. You know, he'll wake me up when he comes in. I'll wait about 20, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And I pick him up and put him back in his bed.
And that's good, man. I think that's really good.
Except for last night, I was just so tired that he just...
No, and those are going to be those times, man. But I've heard the horror stories from people that, you know, kid comes in and they just let him sleep in there all the time. Like, they're still, like, pushing 8 years old, wanting to sleep. And it's like, get out. You're a grown man, dude. You know? No. Like, 16. Hey, Dad, scoot over. Your bed's more... No, man. Out.
Out the door.
And as adorable as she was, she waddled a little butt in my room. Like, I hear diaper, daddy. I'm like, get out. I would look at, I'd be like 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, absolutely not. And I think it did help. And once again, this is super easy to do with one kid, okay? Because that's the only, your target is one. Like, you're going back in your room.
Yeah.
And well, you know. Hunter, there's 4 of them all jumping at you one time, like, roar, coming out of, like, monkeys out of the trees.
Hunter has always been a mama's boy. Like, he is 100%. I mean, okay.
She's corrupted him.
So, before, they had their cribs and everything.
Sure.
So, the older two shared a room in the old house. The older two shared a room. And then we had Molly up in her own room in a crib because they would sleep throughout the night.
Yeah.
And we had Hunter. He was in our walk-in closet in one of those pack and plays.
Okay.
Because he'd just wake up during the night all the time.
Yeah.
And so, and then from there, we moved him into the bonus room that was above our garage into a crib.
Maybe you should just stuck him in the garage.
And then
just put him in the trunk of the car.
He can snuggle with Jake, huh?
Sometimes you feel like in the garage. I'll tell you what, you cry again, I'm gonna stick you in a cage. How's that sound? You're gonna see what cry's really about.
Oh no.
I've had about enough of you.
Yeah.
Oh,
no,
you can't do that. That's bad.
No.
It's not funny.
But yeah, and then eventually they got old enough to get out of the cribs, so we got them a trundle bed. And they are the younger two. Slept in the same room. But my daughter, Molly, sleeps so heavy that when he would get up and get out of bed, didn't like her.
Yeah, that's how mine
is. And now, too, now
she's
out,
point, she's out, dude.
You know? Yeah, now it's got to the point in the new house where it's girls have one room, boys have one room. So.
Yeah, it might probably helps him sleep with his brother, too.
Well, that, but he still comes into our room, too. But I know we're probably enabling him, but.
Oh, you 100% are.
Well, no, I know.
And not what people say. But just so funny. No. Like, you'll make a comment and somebody's like, yeah, you're doing it wrong. And here's the answer. It's like, well, okay, I'm sorry. What book did you write? And even if you did write a book, you know, most of those books are written by people who don't have kids, right?
Yeah. Or it's like real, from Talladega Nights, with all due respect.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just because you say that. How about
you keep, listen, I can't stand, no. Mm. You can tell me maybe what you've done, but don't tell me
how to do it.
We'll figure it out.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. But I got the answer.
So we got the girls on the other side of the house in a room, and then you got the boys in the room next to us, because we just know that Hunter's always going to be traipsing into our room.
I think if you get a, just a squirt bottle.
With like
just,
a cat?
With just a 5%. And it's a, well, yeah, but even better, it's warm water with a 5% bleach water solution.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, a little bleach.
Yeah? Uh-huh.
He'll burn just slightly. But he's also, you're sanitizing him, too. With COVID out there, man, you gotta keep it clean. Gosh. So you're win-win.
Right? I'm glad you only had one kid.
Why do you think I got her to stay in bed? I was spraying her with sanitizer before COVID started.
you were the trendsetter, right?
Bro, I'm telling you, man, like, I look back on it, and there's times where I laugh, and Alex and I have some laughs, because I'm like, I might have, when I'm getting my sleep interrupted, I am not the most pleasant person. Like, especially the weekend hits, you worked hard all week, and I remember her coming in our room sometimes early, 5, 6, and I'd just be like, she'd be wanting to play, you know, because he's little, like 2, 3.
Yeah.
You know, 2, 3-year-olds, they've already slept for like 16 hours anyway, because you put them to bed at like, you know, 1 o'clock in the afternoon or whatever we do. It's like, what's with these sleep schedules, too? Like, the sun's still out, and you're like, get that child into bed. And then you wonder, I'm so shocked that they wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning. You put them to bed at 2 in the afternoon, okay?
Yeah, that's, exactly.
If it sleeps any longer, I'm going to have to check its nostrils, make sure it's still breathing. Come on. Like, exactly. We're so shocked. But anyway, she'd come in, and I'd be like, you got two options. You go back to your bed, or you get into bed with us to sleep. But I'm not getting up yet.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd get in most of the time. And that was when it was fine, because it was like 6, you know, anyway. Yeah. But if it was like in the middle of the night, dude, I'm telling you, I'm not saying there weren't times where, you know, but most of the times, like, I'd be like, point with my eyes half open, get out. Or I'd get up and do the zombie walk, put her back in her bed, and then just close the door. And then we're watching her on like a little camera we had in there, and she'd be like at the door, let me out. And we're like,
nope. Not tonight.
And then she'd check in the morning, she fell asleep in front of the door or something, you know.
You gotta open it, you bang her head.
She fell asleep in front of that door a few times, I ain't gonna lie.
Oh, yeah.
We had that camera so we could watch her, but.
No, we had the camera, man, too.
Like I said, they're, but you can say it's probably the wrong way, whatever, that's your opinion, cool. Hey. I'm sleeping pretty good.
We did the same thing. We had the camera and everything.
I don't care what you have to say.
You know, after a while, we just throw him in there. But Hunter, I don't know. He just, he's a different breed.
For sure. What. But, you have 4 kids.
Yeah.
They're not all going to be the same. But you, 3 out of 4 that sleep good, that's pretty good, buddy.
But I'll tell you what, though.
3 out of 4?
So, a majority of the time, I'm the one that gets up with them at night. You know, when they come in, I'll put them back to bed and everything.
Mm-hmm.
They need a drink, I'll go get them. Because...
Need a drink, man? What are you giving these kids?
So, not a nightcap.
A little rum. That's your problem there.
Ah,
come on, you didn't hear
doing it wrong this whole time.
Stick a little rum in there. Dang, you know. Get to sleep. Milk and rum. What a disgusting
combination.
Son of
a gun.
They love it.
I'll be the one to get up and take care of them. Because once my head hits that pillow again, out.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Val, if she gets up, she'll be up for an hour.
See, and Alice is kind of like that, too. And I get that, because I'm like that, too. It's once I've already, like, falling asleep is hard for me.
Me, too.
But once I am asleep, I could wake up at 2 hours later, 4 hours later. Mm-hmm. If it's before it's time for me to get up, I can go lay back down, and I will fall asleep. Even if I was up for 10 minutes dealing with whatever, and it's just because I'm just still in this... just state of lethargic zombiness, whatever it is. I don't know. I'm still in stage 5 sleep. I just don't know it, man. It's not even a reality. I'm plugged to a machine somewhere.
There's time where I got to ask Val, did I get up with the kids? Because it was like, she's like, yeah. And I was like, okay, because I thought I dreamt it.
Yeah.
Because I'm just a zombie. Like, I'm sleepwalking. I'm just out there putting them back to bed, getting them a drink, doing whatever. Next thing you know, I'm waking up, my alarm going off.
That could be part of the reason why, honestly, man, that I also never had a baby fever. You get scared to the point where you think you're going to have a heart attack from your child getting, like, 2 inches away from your face and just staring at you while you're sleeping.
Yes.
That, I think, that was enough for me to go, man, I can't deal with that again. I almost killed her twice, okay?
Now,
like, you wake up, like, what are you, why are you so close to me? And how'd you get in here? And where am I? And so cool, the little ninjas just come in, whoa! Oh, and you're just,
well, especially when they're out of their diapers, you can't hear them coming. That the diapers just,
yeah, I always hear the shh, 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 yep.
No, get they got their the, underwear on, the and you're just chonies. Like, where the heck, because they're just tippy-tip.
I, one time she did, I think I was in a really deep sleep, she's like 3 years old, and she used to do this, she would get so close to my face, and then go, Daddy. Dude, that's exactly how I woke up. Duh! Like, what in the world do you want right now? Where, and you're just like, your heart rate's just out, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, you can only handle your heart shooting up that high.
Enough, so many times.
Yeah. It's one of these times the ticker's going to go.
It's a big one. You're I'm like, coming, Elizabeth. You're like, see, it's a big Elizabeth! One. I'm coming, Elizabeth.
R.I.P. You know, Macho Man. Yeah. I got to say, oh, speaking of him, this is just a side note. But Halloween, you know, we just had Halloween and went to a Halloween party. And it was a wrestling-themed Halloween party.
I saw pictures.
Yeah, yeah, I went with my brother. And there was three Macho Man, Randy Savage, because everybody loves Macho Man. And but one dude that my brother and I know showed up, and he killed it. He had the little jacket with the danglies,
whatever
hanging off, and the pants. It was bright green, neon green, the pink, and the hat.
Any stings? Were there any stings there?
Yeah, my buddy was Sting. I'll show you a picture. I painted his face. Retro Sting too, because he's blonde.
The bleach blonde.
Yeah. Well, he's a blonde. So,
well, yeah. Okay, so we went back to the surfer bleach blonde California Sting.
Yeah, we did the old school retro Sting, and yeah, it was really good. I'll actually show you. Yeah, so that he did the gold and black Sting.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, he did a good job. Yeah, the gold pants.
That's a beaut, Clark.
And anyway, sorry, but Macho Man.
Yeah.
Elizabeth! But, where were we? God dang it. Heart attacks.
Heart attacks, yes.
Steroids and cocaine. That'll kill you. Okay. That'll kill you faster than your kid coming in and wake you up.
Telling me.
But you can only handle so much of that, you know, but, and you're just on this state of alertness all the time when you're a parent, you know, and I sleep well, but I'm a light sleeper, if that makes sense. Like, I got, once I'm asleep and I can go back to sleep, but I hear, like, and there's been times she's woke up in the middle of night, bad dream, whatever, and I'm, like, already out of the bed, sprinting up the stairs, and Alex is, like, rolling over, like, what happened? I missed it.
You can take the bed out from under me, and I won't wake up.
So if an intruder comes in,
Val's got it. She's on her own. Kids are on her own.
She's got a gun.
I'm going to be over there
so
sleeping.
So Val's got a gun, the dog's going off, and you're still snoozing.
And I'm just over there.
Dude, come on, man. What are you doing?
I'm a deep sleeper. That's all my kids, too. Valerie, like
that's
lightest sleeper ever.
I'm telling you, man. I'm all, like, that's why we have these dogs and me, because we're just on a little high alert all the time. You know, just, who's coming in? Who is that? Who's outside? Why is this happening? What's that? You can only handle so much of that. That's what I'm saying. One's good for this guy. My heart can only handle so much. I'm, like, wired, dude. I'm a very wired person, and so I'm always thinking. I'm always, like, thinking about stuff, and you know, I worry for her, you know. And I don't know if I got it. I'm going to worry about all these other kids. I can't worry for everybody. I can't do it.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, you know, some people, like you said, they're wired for it. You know, sometimes you just adapt.
Yeah, so, I think some people are, you're right, man. There's a lot of people that have learned to adapt, you know, it wasn't necessarily a choice, but they made it happen. And
I mean, was I planning for twins?
No, absolutely not.
Am I blessed to have them? Oh, heck yeah.
Hooter dead. Molly Bruce dead.
They're
so cute.
But
if anybody could handle it, you guys are sad, man. You guys really have it in you. I don't know what it is. You know, maybe something in the milk.
I don't know.
Somebody brainwashed you when you were younger. I don't know how you do it.
Nah, I just, I got a good wife, I tell you what.
Yeah, she's, that's, I, hey,
she
that's,
does the majority of it.
What's the,
I'm there to wrestle them and, you know.
Behind every successful man is what? strong, yeah, even more successful woman.
And that is definitely what she is. Tell you what, I'd be lost without her. I tell her all the time. If she ever, if something ever happened to her, I wouldn't get married again.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't compare anyone to her.
Right. So, well, who would have you either? You
know? Well, that is true. Now, if something were to happen to me, she'd be married like that. She'd be like, oh, an upgrade. She's like, thank you. An upgrade. Yes. I'm going to go get me a Steve Jackson.
All stuff. We're barely throwing dirt on his corpse. He's already like, all right. She brings the new guy to your, there is my dead husband.
Well, that's going to be the guy. She's going to fall in love with the guy putting the dirt on me. Well, I like the way you work that shovel. He's a good-looking
guy, man. He's got his sleeves all rolled up, glistening. It's like, mm-hmm, George Clooney-esque. With a little bit more veins in his arms, but buff. Hey, kids, there's your
taller,
new dad.
Taller, skinnier. You're good to go.
Hey, there's your dad.
So, probably gonna have a better beard than me. I tell you what. No,
that's impossible. That's dark. But I'm dark with my humor, you know?
Yeah, that's what there. You do. That's why I love you so much.
Hey.
That's why we're friends.
We can't take life so serious.
No. Anyway. All right, well, I think that's gonna do it for this episode today.
I think so, man. I think that's a good wrap up. Yeah. I don't even know how much we even really
get baby fever. The census? No.
I don't know if we
in this room.
Do we even really establish a consensus? Yeah. Out of the two of us, no. But
out of the two of us, no. No. Anyone else? Hey, maybe. You never know. But anyway, well, that'll do it for this podcast. We'll drop another one.
Yeah, we'll get on.
Like I said, try and get it out once a week.
Yep.
We'll get a Facebook page or something up.
Yeah, see something. I don't know.
We'll get something going.
But like it might be too positive. It might take us off.
Oh, yeah.
We're like, oh, those guys are putting some positivity out there.
No positivity.
Canceled.
Yeah. You guys are too happy.
Oh, hey, you're not upset. Take that down.
You're not causing a riot. Come on.
How dare you be happy?
How dare you?
Hey, man. Life's too short to be mad. That's the thing.
Life's too short to be too serious. I mean, there's time and a place. Like, it drives me nuts. I hated listening to it growing up.
Yeah.
My dad always said, there's a time and a place for everything.
Right.
Well, there is. There's a time when you need to be serious.
Yeah, for sure.
Which is a very...
Like, that's like 12% of the time.
Yeah. Oh, it drives Valerie nuts.
88% is not serious.
It drives Valerie nuts because I'm never serious.
Why do I need to be serious?
She's like,
you gotta laugh it off, man. It helps. Have some laughter in your life.
You got it. I'm not gonna be some grumpy. Well, I will be a grumpy old man.
You're gonna be super grumpy. These four kids are gonna run you ragged.
Man, I'm gonna be the guy out there on the front porch. Get off my lawn! Yeah. See this ball? It's mine now!
Oh my. You sit out there and wait for people to knock over your trash cans. Hey! Get away from them.
Don't even look at my trash cans.
Don't even.
Keep walking. All right. Well, hey, y'all stay safe.
Yep.
Y'all stay healthy.
Enjoy it.
Yep. Remember, kids are they're blessings. You know, don't take them for granted. All right.
Bye.
See you guys next week. Late.